Hi there. The word for you today is, you must pray with the right motives. In Psalm 139, verse 23, David says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." Here are two very common mistakes we make when it comes to our praying. First, we focus on our failures. As a result, we pray without faith and confidence. 1 John 3:21 says, "If our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God, and whatever things we ask of him we receive, because we keep his commandments and do those things which are pleasing in his sight." Here's the second reason. We fail to examine our motives. The psalmist wrote, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. See if there is any wicked way in me." You know, there are prayers God won't answer for our own good, or at least he won't answer them right now. Pastor Jerry Setzer writes, and I quote, "Your cause may be right, but you may still be wrong, manifesting pride, gloating in victory, punishing wrongdoers with excessive severity." He says, "The great hazard for people on a crusade is that they become blind to their own faults. They fight for civil rights, but treat janitors like second-class citizens. They uphold standards of biblical sexuality, but show little or no grace toward their spouse. Unanswered prayer is God's gift. It protects us from ourselves. If all our prayers were answered," he says, "we'd abuse the power, use prayer to change the world to our liking, and it would become hell on earth. Like spoiled children with too many toys and too much money, we'd grab for more. We'd pray for victory at the expense of others, and intoxicated by power, we'd hurt people and exalt ourselves." So Isaiah writes, Isaiah 30 verse 18, "The Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits." Unanswered prayer, therefore, protects, breaks, deepens, and transforms. Past unanswered prayers, which left us hurt and disillusioned, act like a refiner's fire to prepare us for future answered prayer. The bottom line is, pray with the right motives. And that is the word for you today.